3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula.
Story, stage, you.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Go.
Exfabula Fellows are community members who use personal stories to inspire community-led dialogue around some of the most pressing issues in the greater Milwaukee area, like segregation and economic and racial inequality.
Ex-Fabula fellow Carrie Grote shared a story at the Zeiler Center in January of 2016.
One of my favorite memories from childhood is having a ton of people around the dinner table. In fact, sometimes there were so many people that we had card tables set up in the living room to make sure that everybody had a seat. This is how my parents taught me how to welcome people. And it was about food and family and friends and neighbors and gathering everyone together. And food was a big thing in my family, particularly meat. I grew up on a cattle ranch, so beef was the king of the dinner plate. My dad would grill these thick T-bone steaks on the grill, sizzling hot. And my mom made corn fritters. It's kind of like a pancake batter, but with fresh sweet corn in it. You're nodding your head. You drop it into hot oil, and it would come out hot and crispy on the outside. And then you break it open, and steam would roll out the center. And you get this amazing sweet corn taste. It was fantastic. And that is how I've always thought about welcoming people into my home, into my life. That's the feel and the sense and the flavor of what that is like for me. But more recently, I've started to peel back the layers of what welcoming is really all about. It's about all those things for me, but there's more to it too, particularly as I've gotten more involved in this fellowship, the Exfabula Fellowship, and as I've started to get really committed personally to really understanding racism and the part that I play and this structure and this system that we live in which I benefit. And I'm starting to see and realize the subtle ways that I react and respond that are in fact not particularly welcoming. And there are many examples from my past and my present. One that sticks with me is my brother-in-law is black. My sister and he have been married for over a decade. And I think about how did we welcome him into our family? And I don't think we did. I think at that time, my thought process and that of my family, I'm certain, was, well, we don't see color. And I'm going to treat him just like everybody else in my family. He loves my sister. My sister loves him. He's part of the family. And I think about that now, you know, and it was a defense mechanism because there was a false belief for me that acknowledging his color was somehow racist. And in fact, we were denying a really important part of who he is. And I can't imagine that that felt welcoming for him at all. Another memory I have is the first time I dated someone of color. This was just a few years ago. And we'd gone out a few times, and I was inviting him to my house to make dinner. So this was a big deal for me. This was how I was welcoming him, right? So I had dinner all planned, but I wanted some music. And I remember him talking about a couple of bands and songs that he liked, and they were in the R&B soul genre. So I spend hours making this amazing R&B soul playlist, imagining how much he's really going to like this and how it's going to be, you know, really welcoming for him. And, you know, he gets there and we're eating, and probably 30 minutes of R&B and soul has been playing. And he looks at me across the dinner table and he says, "Do you really like this music?" And I said, "Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's good, but I know you really like it." And he said, "Well, how do you know?" And I realize it more now, but at the time, you know, what he said to me was, "I don't want to hear the music that you think I like. I want to hear what you like." And it was, you know, I look back at that now, and it was, you know, it was a subtle way of not being particularly sincere, frankly, in letting him get to know me and in also making assumptions about, you know, what I thought he would like. So it's an interesting thing about how we can, I can do something that I think is welcoming, but in fact, it might not be. And another more recent example is a new friend of mine. I invited her recently out to dinner, and she's a woman of color, and I was excited about this dinner. As the date got closer, though, I started thinking about some questions that I had, and they were related to things I've been learning and things I've been experiencing in this Ex-Fabula Fellowship and just in my own, you know, my own desire to understand more about race. And I actually started making a list on my phone of questions that I wanted to ask her about. How could I be a better white ally? And, you know, what are some things that I could do? And what were some experiences she had had? And she was incredibly kind and gracious and asked, you know, and answering my questions and giving me some suggestions and really lovely. And we had this great dinner conversation. And then later, I had this realization. I have never made a list of questions like that and asked them of one of my white friends. And I had this assumption that the only way I could learn those things was to ask someone of color. And also an assumption that she would actually be willing to talk about it. So, I'm realizing more and more that these subtle ways, however well-intentioned they are not as welcoming as I always think they are. A political activist, Jonah Olson, wrote, "White people have to think about racism in their daily consciousness as often as people of color do." And for me, that is about awareness, because I know that with awareness, change can come. And I'm seeing that my way of welcoming that I learned from my family and the ways of welcoming that I'm peeling back and discovering now, it's not about either or, it can be both and. I can take the ways of welcoming that I love and that I grew up with, and I can take the things that I'm learning now about how to be conscious of how I interact and welcome others. And I can serve those both up around my dining room table, the same dining room table that I grew up around, and with that steak and those corn fritters and family and friends and neighbors and gratitude. Thank you.
The 2015 to 2016 Ex-Fabula Fellowship was supported in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Humanities Council and the Wisconsin Arts Board.